It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it! They do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now here are your hosts, Anita Marks and Paul Dottino.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live. Anita Marks, Paul Dottino, and you. Phone number, the phone lines are open, 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Also, we are all things social media here at the Giants. Make sure you include that hashtag Giants Chat. We'll be monitoring Twitter throughout the show. You have any questions or comments, it is post preseason game 3 heading into preseason game number 4. And our big question today on the show is, how long should the starters play against the Patriots on Wednesday night? Have you seen enough from the starting offense and this starting defense going into preseason game number 4? That's what we want to know. That's what we want to hear from fans. 201-939-4513. Also want to remind you that we are streaming live on your Giants mobile app. You could download it for free in case you're in the car, you're on the go, and you do want to tune into the show. With you till 10 o'clock this morning, 201-939-4513. Practice starts around, 11:50, goes to 1:30. Head coach Tom Coughlin will be made available to the media after practice. And then, of course, we'll have a chance to talk to a number of the players as well. So, Paul Dottino, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, good to see you, Anita.
Good to see you, too.
Hey, I want to just remind folks that if they're coming out to the Patriots game on Wednesday, it's a 7 o'clock start. Just a few days ago, it turned out that they had to move the kickoff from 7:30 to 7 o'clock. I guess the political conventions kind of got in the way there, so the TV folks wanted to move the game a little bit earlier. So everybody should be aware of that if they're setting their DVRs or if they're coming out to the game.
Of course, our pregame show starts at 6 o'clock. From MetLife Stadium, of course. So a lot of interesting topics, I should say, after yesterday's practice. A lot of people really concerned in regard to the defense, Paul. Let's kick it off there, at the cornerback position. I mean, this is a team that came in and had a lot of depth at the cornerback position, but because of injury, and now the latest to Prince Amukamara, there's some concern out there. Prince, you were here yesterday. Players did practice yesterday. What is the latest? What did Prince say to the media?
Prince said that his foot was feeling a whole lot better yesterday as compared to the day before. But the bottom line is they're going to examine him. I guess today is Monday. Tuesday is the big day when the doctor's going to re-examine him and try to give him a little bit more to go on. He's like, I can't say anything right now because I really don't know anything. Once they start giving him some more information as to how this injury is working out or healing, then he's going to be able to somewhat say when he thinks he'll be back. Now, he did say this. He has had sprained ankles many times in the past. He plays a lot of basketball, and he said he's always healed quickly. So he's very optimistic that the usual 4 to 6 weeks it takes for a high ankle sprain to heal is not going to be the case for him. But, you know, the Giants doctors will probably have something to say about that tomorrow.
Again, 201-939-4513. Our question today, how long should the starters play in preseason game number 4 against the Patriots? This is from It's Josh Jacobs. We shouldn't play our starters. We open with the Cowgirls, so we got to make sure everyone's healthy for the beatdown. Again, make sure you include that hashtag Giants Chat. We're monitoring throughout the show. Also, this is from Lady Blue ICU. Should the starters play against the Patriots? Heck no. We already have enough injuries. Wrap everyone up in a bubble.
Wow. A bubble. That'd be a large bubble. I'll tell you what, though, Anita.
So just some fan reaction out there in regard to our show question today.
Well, let's get this right out of the way. I think the Giants offensive line should have their starters in there for at least a couple of series. In my mind, they have not played as well as they need to play to begin the regular season. I think I would rest probably most of the starters on defense. I would probably rest a lot of the skill position starters. But the starting O-line, which includes right now Sean Locklear at left tackle, needs some more work. They're just not game ready yet, in my mind. And so I would probably give them 2 series, 3 series, might even give them the whole first quarter and maybe even into the second. I'm not seeing enough out of those guys yet to make me feel really good.
201-939-4513. Paul Dottino, Anita Marks. Let's head down to Washington, D.C. Kyle wants to talk about the cornerbacks. Kyle, welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have 2 questions. The first question is, what does Tom Coughlin have to see tonight to make a definitive solution on who's going to replace Prince and Mukamara in the interim? And then my second question was, is T2's replacement return realistic, or is this just like Giant fans being having wishful thinking? Because, I mean, obviously T2's the solution, but is it realistic to say that he even can come back?
Okay, well, let's take that in 2 pieces.
First of all, I think he meant, what does Tom need to see on Wednesday night, not tonight? The Giants play Wednesday night against the Patriots. Let's clarify that really quick.
That's okay. Cool. No problem there. By the way, maybe he was also trying to refer to the fact that today's the first cutdown day, which he was getting confused about. Monday, that's today, by 4 p.m., teams have to go from 90 to 75.
Right.
So there'll be 15 guys gone by the end of the day today. Just get that business out of the way. Now, as far as what the Giants have to do right now, it would appear that Michael Coe is going to be the interim starter. Now, how long does that go on for? Who knows? But he has had the best camp of all the remaining bodies at corner. So he's, as Anita likes to say, next up. Now, as far as Terrell Thomas, got a chance to just chat with him very briefly yesterday. He said he would be more available today to discuss his situation. He is still remaining optimistic that he's going to be able to get back into this lineup at some point during the season. The other day, I think he put up on his Facebook or his Twitter that he was still hopeful of coming back for the Cowboys game. I certainly don't think that that's very realistic. But then again, you know, I haven't talked to the Giants medical staff. Thomas, to repeat, is expected to talk to us today, and we'll get a better gauge on exactly what it is that he's thinking about in terms of his return.
201-939-4513, the phone number, 201-939-4513. Some other Twitter responses coming in. Again, you can find us at Giants, hashtag Giants Chat. This isn't Week 17 meaningless game. It's an actual meaningless. This isn't a Week 17 meaningless game. It's an actual meaningless game. Sit 'em. That's from Big 7-2.
What would you do?
So pretty interesting. Let me tell you something, Big 7-2. Week 17 rarely is a meaningless game for the Giants in the NFC East. It usually comes down to, like it did last year, beat the Cowboys and you're in. Win and you're in. Since when was the last time the Giants in this division had a meaningless game in Week 17?
You know, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen.
I wish it did, but I don't.
Oh, so do I.
And I don't anticipate it happening this season either.
No, but you didn't answer me. How many starters would you play, or would you play any of them?
I would play the starters for 2 series, and then I would sit them.
Across the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Play the starters for 2. Of course, don't play any starters that have some lingering issues. And let's get into that. For example, OCU Manura, he did not practice yesterday because he's dealing with knee swelling.
Sit him.
Sit him. Apparently, Snee has a leg issue. He didn't practice yesterday.
Down.
Okay. JPP, he's dealing with a back issue.
No play for him either.
Kiwi's dealing with a groin issue.
Mm-hmm.
Explain. I read that Marvin Austin had somewhat of a setback.
Yeah, apparently his back acted up on him again the other day. He was doing well. They thought he was going to get out to practice. He thought he was going to get out to practice, and then all of a sudden he doesn't show up at practice, and they're saying his back is bothering him again. And Tom Coughlin's very frustrated because until they get a definitive answer as to his availability, they just don't know what to do with him. I mean, if he can't get out there and play Wednesday against the Patriots, it leaves Tom Coughlin with very little to go on to make a decision as to whether or not he should be on the 53-man roster. It really does. It's a tough spot.
Jernigan did not practice yesterday. What's the news there?
Yeah, and that one is mystifying to me, Anita, because this is a kid who had a great spring and a very good early training camp, but over the course of the last few weeks, in fact, it started with the Jacksonville game, he has taken a dive. He's really not performed very well in practice or in these preseason games. And, you know, I'm scratching my head a little bit because everybody was so hopeful of him being able to bust out here in year two. And right now, he looks to be a mystery to me.
Tyler Sash, he had an ankle injury yesterday at practice.
Yeah.
Some other news with him. He's scheduled to meet with Roger Goodell today to talk about his four-game suspension and to try to get that reduced. So
right.
Hopefully that'll happen.
Apparently during the offseason, he tested positive for something called Adderall, which is something of an anxiety drug, and they slapped him with the four games. So he's going to head over there and see what the NFL wants to do about it on appeal. But as you mentioned, he also has an ankle injury now. He had to be taken off of the practice field yesterday, which, quite frankly, we don't know how serious it is. We haven't gotten the update from Coach Coughlin, but that may make this appeal moot. I mean, for all we know, maybe he's got a high ankle sprain and he's going to miss a month and a half or something. We just don't know.
Well, let's hope not. Anita Marks, Paul Dottino, you're listening to Big Blue Kickoff Live with you till 10 a.m. Phone lines are open, 201-939-4513. Also on social media, and that's hashtag Giants Chat. Make sure you include that. Monitoring Twitter right now. Our Twitter question today, our show question really, is how long should the starters play in preseason game number four against the Patriots, if they should at all? And really, overwhelming response here, Paul, on Twitter is no. Giants, this is from R. Rodrigo Cruz. Giants, use the reserves, please. The season is so close. The Giants don't even need to play their starters to beat the Patriots, but I'd like to see that. I say, oh, all right, well, here's one that kind of has the opposite viewpoint. I say play the starters on defense so they can break Tom Brady's face.
Except Tom Brady probably won't play.
And then the Giants really have nothing to prove against the Patriots. It is preseason game number four. So, you know, 95, 98% of our response from the fans on Twitter is sit the starters, don't even play a series. Don't even play them at all.
All right, Anita, let's just talk about this for 1 second, because we've watched three preseason games so far. And we know that there are certainly injuries to deal with, and there are roster spots that are, I don't want to say up for grabs, but that are a bit in limbo. But what do we know about the starters on both sides of the ball? We know that the Giants have not established a power running game yet, especially between the tackles. That's not good. It's something they need to show Coach Coughlin before opening day. For that reason, I want to play the starting offensive line in the beginning of Wednesday's game. I don't think that the starting wide receivers have anything to prove. I don't think Ahmad Bradshaw has anything to prove. So I'd be playing all the reserves at wide receiver and in the backfield. I don't necessarily know that I'd have to play Martellus Bennett if you think he's going to be a key member as the starting tight end. If you think he's that guy, I don't even know if I need to play him. On defense, none of those pass rushers should play. Okay? Really, what's the point? They look like they're in midseason form. They've just totally run roughshod over the first team offensive lines of the Jaguars, the Jets, and the Bears. They don't need any more snaps. I don't think the starting linebackers need any more snaps. And in the secondary, again, based on the fact that they've already got a bunch of corners hurt, I don't know that I need to see Antrell Roll or Corey Webster or Kenny Phillips play even one snap on Wednesday. That's how I see it. I do think the other, quote, starting question the Giants have going into the Dallas game is in the kick return game. Tom Coughlin still has not settled or solved his kick return or punt return dilemma. Now, ultimately, it might wind up being the safety net Dominic Kickson against Dallas. And if it is, it is. But that's the other position where I really need to see the Giants show something, the kick return game. Otherwise, it's irrelevant for me to see any of the starters.
201-939-4513. Let's go to Philly. Doug wants to talk about the offensive line. Doug, welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome.
I actually agree. I think the O-line, they need more reps. 32nd in the rush last year, going against that pass rush of Dallas. I mean, Ratliff may or may not play, but I think the offensive line needs a few series to kind of get that continuity under their belt. I don't think anybody on defense should have to play, but the O-line definitely needs the work. And do you guys think Darrell Scott makes the team on special teams? Because with running back, it seems like he's not going to make it in that area.
Wow, that's a good question. Right now, he is on a serious bubble. There's no question about it. Darrell Scott is teetering on a tightrope. He's going to need a huge game on Wednesday, and maybe even for Andre Brown not to have a good game. I mean, that's kind of the way it works sometimes when you're fighting for one roster spot. I will tell you this. Andre Brown is practice squad eligible. That could make a difference. And in terms of the O-line, again, to what Anita said a few minutes ago, Chris Snee is kind of hampered by a bit of a shoulder injury. He would be the one offensive lineman from the starting lineup who I would not play because he's nicked up. That would probably mean that Mitch Petras goes in. And by the way, Petras has struggled throughout training camp and the preseason. So maybe it would be good to get him as many snaps as possible against New England to see if he can get himself on track.
201-939-4513. Let's go to Steve in New York, wants to talk about Mosley. Steve, welcome.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'd just like to know what's going on with the fourth-round pick, Mosley. I haven't seen him in the last two games. And also the offensive lineman that they drafted make the team.
Mosley's got an ankle, I believe, and he's been hobbling around just a little bit, and that's why you haven't seen him out there. I do not know how quickly he's healing or if he's going to be available against New England. And the other question was the other offensive lineman, McCants. He wants to know if McCants is going to make the team. He's really raw. I mean, it's just that simple. He's really, really raw. I don't think he's ready to play in the NFL right now. He's a developmental player. Even Jerry Reese said when they drafted him that he was a developmental player. That should have been a big hint right there. That, you know, he likely was not going to make the 53, but, you know, would show some potential down the road. So maybe practice squad for him.
Let's go to Brandon calling in from Waco, Texas. Brandon, welcome.
How you doing?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
We got you.
All righty. Yeah, I'm calling down from Waco, Texas. I have a lot of family, a lot of friends that, are supporters of the Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm one of the few and in between New York Giant fan down there in Texas.
Well, you're a good man. I might just say that right off the top.
Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of got molded into a Giant fan as I fell in love with Lawrence Taylor back in the day. Well, I was just looking at, you know, the numbers of injuries that we have going on, Terrell Thomas being out. What kind of plan do they have in effect, you know, for their secondary?
Well, Anita and I were just talking about this earlier, and it comes down to Michael Coe is the next man up. Don't you like to use that phrase all the time, Anita? Next man up. Well,
Isn't really there a book out there?
There might be. I mean.
Yeah. Feinstein. Feinstein wrote it, right? John Feinstein?
Yeah.
Next man up.
Okay. Anyway.
It's actually about the Ravens, but anyway.
No wonder you knew it.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, Michael Coe is that guy. And so. He's moved ahead of Bruce Johnson on the depth chart. At least it appears that way. Bruce has struggled throughout the course of the preseason. And so Michael, who says that he finally feels really comfortable in this defense, was talking yesterday about how excited he is for this opportunity.
201-939-4513. Nina Marks, Paul Dottino, and you here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Let's go to Tim in Jackson, New Jersey. Tim.
Hi. I got a question for you. How long will Prince Mukamara be out with the high ankle sprain?
Well, you know, he hopes to find out a lot more tomorrow when he sees the medical folks. And it's typically a 4 to 6 week injury. Now, he claims to be a quick healer, so maybe it'll be a tad less, but it's really hard to say. I'll tell you one thing, though, Anita. I do think that Prince showed something because Coach made a very strong point that Prince had gotten hurt the play before he came out of the game. And I think that that says a little something about this kid's willingness and eagerness to try to get the job done. He told us yesterday, he remembers telling Corey Webster on the play before the reverse that, oh, I'm hurt. And Corey told him, go down, they'll get you out of the game. And Prince didn't want to. And so he stayed in for another play, and then he laughed and said he thought the Bears probably heard that conversation, and that's why they threw at him on the very next snap. But he did make the tackle, and then, of course, he fell down and had to come out of the game. But a good indication of how badly the kid wants to play.
201-939-4513. Again, our show question today is, how long should the starters play in preseason game number 4 against the Patriots? You can call in or respond on Twitter. Make sure you include that hashtag Giants Chat. I do want to talk about preseason game number three. The Bears do win, or did win, I should say, against the Giants 20-17. But that's neither here nor there. Victories in preseason, to me, really don't matter. What matters is what happened in the game, and specifically, let's talk about what happened in the first half. I thought David Wilson was just absolutely explosive, exciting to watch. But there are some concerns there. I think, you know, sometimes the fans get caught up on what they see production-wise on the field in regard to receptions or, you know, yardage. But there are some concerns there going in for David Wilson. I mean, he even, from what I understand, he addressed the media yesterday. He even said, like, he went out there and there were some plays that he ran the wrong routes. And so this is still a young man in the process of learning and developing with the Giants.
Well, you know, he said the right things to the media yesterday. By the way, the numbers were 5 carries for 49 yards, had 120-yard burst. When he was talking to the media yesterday, he was talking about how, yeah, you know, it was great first time and everything, but, you know, I know there's some things I got to fix. So I kind of pinned him down. I said, okay, so what are we talking about here? Were there some physical things that you really wanted to clean up, or was it really mental? And he came right out and said it was mental. Coach said there were a number of things, progressions and things that I had to get down, 1, 2, 3, 4, going through these plays, and he got sloppy. He just didn't get them down. Now, to the Giants' credit, they realize right now he is not a very good blitz picker-upper. And so...
Blitz picker-upper.
You like that?
I do.
Kind of like a paper towel commercial I just stole it from.
Blitz picker-upper.
And so they did not ask him to block in that game the other day. They basically just said, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get the ball. You're going to run with it. You're going to run a little route, a little flat route, a little swing pass route. They didn't ask him to do stuff that he clearly, to this point, is having trouble getting down. At some point, Anita, he's going to have to get that stuff down. But right now, I guess he'll get a limited package, and the Giants are just going to let the guy run.
But it is exciting for fans. I mean, really, that is fans. But fans want to see him on the field. Fans are going to want to see him play.
Well, he's going to play a lot this week.
Yeah.
You know, we know that.
Right. But when it counts.
Yeah, well.
Wednesday night against the Dallas Cowboys.
Got to earn them snaps, lady. Got to earn them snaps.
Also, Victor Cruz, Eli Manning, just some positives after that preseason game number three. Really kind of picked up where they left off. Pretty interesting. Somebody asked me yesterday, what are my concerns in regard to Hakeem Nicks and the chemistry between him and Eli Manning, since he really hasn't practiced at all this preseason.
They're none.
Yeah, I know. Granted, yes, shake off the cobwebs, yes, but concerns in regard to the chemistry between him and Eli, no, I don't have any.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way. And by the way, Cruz, who probably gained about 5 to 7 pounds of bulk to help in the running game, he said he realized that the downfield blocks that he provides for Bradshaw and company help make big plays in the rushing attack. And so he doesn't look like he's lost a step, Anita. I mean, we've been talking about how Nick's bulked up a tad. Well, Cruz did too, but I haven't seen it affect Victor to this point, and that's a good thing.
Again, 201-939-4513. Offensive line, obviously a huge concern going into the season, but after the game on Friday, you said you were actually quite impressed with what you saw from Sean Locklear, who's at this point in time the starting left tackle going into that Dallas Cowboys game, because Will Beatty's back is still an issue.
Yeah, it was Locklear's best performance as a Giant, and they really needed it big time, Anita, because, you know, in the back of Tom Coughlin's head, he still has to be thinking, well, what if this doesn't work out? Do we have to swap David Deal back over to the left side and send Locklear to the right? I don't think he wants to do that. I really don't. I mean, he's trying everything he can to avoid it, but Locklear's got to be able to hold the water over there. And he did a solid job the other night against Chicago. It's the kind of thing where he's going to have to do it again Wednesday, because if he starts allowing doubt to creep into Tom Coughlin's mind, it's going to cause some major issues in Atchison.
201-939-4513. Let's head out to Queens. Rolando, welcome to the show.
Hey, Anita, how you doing? How you doing, Paulie? Love the show.
Thank you.
Based on your question, I like to say no time at all. I wouldn't want any of my starters playing today, given what we have now, that the reserves are hardly getting any time to play. This is a great evaluation for us to see who's going to back us up. And I think one of the things that I like to mention to Paulie is that I think Coughlin wants to see if Locklear can handle the left side just in case of injury so they can flip-flop in case in the future.
Well, they know he can. Caller, let me just interrupt for half a second. They know he can play the right side because he played a lot of the right side with the Seahawks before he joined the Redskins as a reserve last year. So that's not so much the question. You're right. It's the left side right now that they're worried about because they'd like to leave Deal alone on the right side. And that's why Locklear's been getting all his reps or most of his reps this camp on the left. But consistency is now going to be an issue. They know he can play it sometimes, but they need to see it play in and play out because it only takes one play to get Eli Manning killed.
Let's go to Maryland. Mary standing by. She's got a question about De Palma. Pretty interesting. Mary, welcome.
Hi. My question is, I just want to know what you thought of his performance the other night and if you think he'll make the team because I think they haven't thrown to him enough. I think he's good.
I'm going to defer to you for just a second because because we have talked about how folks have told us a cheaper, less expensive version of Wes Welker. And I know that you see the body type there and the similar type of skill set.
I think De Palma is really fantastic. I'll tell you this. He is so well liked on this team. Players here love him. Quarterbacks here love him. I hope I'm a big David Douglas fan as well. I like both these young men. You look at the wide receivers, and I think we're in agreement they're only going to keep six, right?
Yeah, max.
Okay.
Max. They might even have to shave it down to five.
Yeah. So with that being said, Akeem Nicks, Cruz, Hickson, Randall,
Jernigan.
Yeah. And then comes that six man. And so who is that going to be? I mean, that's really the battle is Barden, Douglas, De Palma, Stanback. Anybody else I'm missing? Between those four guys.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you this. De Palma, Douglas, and Stanback, I have found out, are all eligible for practice squad. The problem is, before they get there, they'd have to go through waivers.
Right.
And I think we all know that people are aware of who those guys are.
Absolutely. And so I don't think they'll pass through waivers. So with that being said, I'm a huge De Palma fan. I think he's great. The problem here with the Giants is that there's so much talent and there's so much depth at the wide receiver position that it's just one one position that's being battled. And I do believe that if he does get past your waivers, somebody will pick him up. I think that's how impressive he's been.
It's a tough deal, Anita. I mean, it's a chess game that you just have to play because you don't have any other choice. And when you have other positions that are hurting as badly as the defensive tackle spot and the secondary, you need to start trimming and shaving guys off other positions. And that really makes it virtually impossible for them, you know, to keep certainly seven and even six may be very difficult at this receiver spot.
Again, you can find us on Twitter at Giants. Make sure you include hashtag Giants Chat for any questions or comments you want us to discuss here on the show. And here's one kind of out of the box. Reuben Randall is still making mistakes, but clearly he should be the number three wide receiver, right?
Wrong. Not right now.
Hickson.
You got to. Mm-hmm. You got to. Eli Manning needs to know when he throws the ball to a certain spot, his guy's going to be there. Reuben Randall is a great talent. You guys have been listening to me crow about him ever since he got here to rookie minicamp. But the bottom line is, right now, Dominic Hickson is the most polished, most accomplished, most wily veteran that the Giants have on that receiving corps, and he looks great. After two ACL surgeries, it doesn't look like he's missed a beat. He's got to be the guy for now.
201-939-4513. Just a few minutes left in the show, Paul. So, again, today, practice, 11:50. And then
yes.
Tom Coughlin will be made available to the media. We'll talk to players as well. Tomorrow is no media. Media is not here tomorrow.
No, it's an off day because they got the game on Wednesday.
Boy, right.
This schedule just messes me up.
I know. It's soon. Regular season will be here, and we'll be on a regular
and
schedule.
And that first game is a Wednesday, too. Come on now. It's awful.
It's true. And then, of course, the game is Wednesday. And just a reminder, the start time has been moved up to 7 o'clock. It was 7:30, but is a 7 p.m. kickoff here at MetLife Stadium against the Patriots. Our pregame show will start on 101.1 FM WCBS at 6 o'clock. Just keep that in mind. But stay tuned to Giants.com throughout the week for player interviews, players kind of react and respond to this preseason game, number four coming up, and cuts. Let's remind folks, there's going to be cuts made today. Probably those announcements will be out around 4 o'clock this afternoon from the Giants. And then they have to get down to that 53-man roster on Friday. So you definitely want to stay tuned to Giants.com to see who's made that final roster.
You know what's weird about the final cut, Anita? On August 31st, the deadline is 9 p.m. at night. And I can never remember the final cuts having a deadline, you know, after dinner time. It's usually noon or 4 or 6, 9 o'clock at night. So that means there are going to be some guys who are sweating it out on the bubble who are going to dinner, not knowing if they're going to make the team, and they'll probably not know until after they've already had their dessert, and that could be messy sometimes.
All right, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I will be back on Wednesday for a preseason four game show with John Schmelk. So you definitely
You should do like 12 hours leading into the kickoff. Nonstop.
You definitely want to tune into that. Have a great day, everybody.